This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that safety of women is top priority of the nation along with their empowerment. He added that atrocities against women are an unpardonable sin and the guilty must not be spared. Mr. Modi was speaking after distributing certificates to 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis in a function organized at Jalgaon in Maharashtra. Mr. Modi noted that public institutions like hospitals, schools, offices or the police system should be made accountable and any negligence on their part is unacceptable. The Prime Minister said our biggest responsibility as a society and as a government should be to protect the lives and dignity of women. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for employing technology and new innovations and judicial system to provide justice for all. He emphasized that simplifying justice delivery is a collective responsibility, though current processes often complicate this goal. He was speaking at the closing ceremony of the Platinum Jubilee celebration of the Rajasthan High Court in Jodhpur. The Prime Minister highlighted the country's historic strides towards more straightforward justice delivery, including the repeal of outdated laws. The meeting of the BJP Central Election Committee was held in New Delhi to finalize the names of the candidates for upcoming assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah and Jitendra Singh are other senior leaders of the party were present in the meeting. Department of Telecommunications has been making all-out efforts to restore telecom services in the flood-hit Tripura. Amid daunting challenges, combined efforts of the telecom services providers, including BSNL, Reliance Jio, Airtel and Vodafone have led to the restoration of 94% of telecom network in the flood-hit areas in the state. Ministry of Communications in a statement said that this helped in maintaining crucial communication for rescue teams, government officials and the general public. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has reached Singapore to attend second India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable, which will be held today. Finance Minister was welcomed by Singapore's High Commissioner to India, Simon Wong, and Deputy High Commissioner of India to Singapore, Pooja Tilu, at the Changi International Airport. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal discussed bilateral trade and investment issues with the global business leaders in Singapore yesterday. Mr. Goyal reached Singapore yesterday to participate in the second India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable to be held today. According to Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Singapore has been a major source of FDI for India. In the year 2023-24, Singapore was the largest source of foreign direct investment for India with an estimated $11.77 billion. In inflows. In bilateral trade, Singapore was the sixth largest global trade partner of India in 2023-24 with a total trade of $35.61 billion. Foreign Affairs Minister of Brazil, Mauro Vieira, has arrived in New Delhi last evening on a four-day visit to India. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Mr. Vieira will co-chair the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting tomorrow. The Ministry of External Affairs said that India and Brazil share a multifaceted relationship rooted in shared values. In a groundbreaking achievement, the Indian surfing team has secured its first ever quota for the 2026 Asian Games in Aichi, Nagoya, Japan. Both the men's and women's team clinched spots at the Asian Surfing Championship 2024 held in Maldives. In SAFF Under-20 Championship 2024, India Under-20 men's national team to take on Bangladesh in the semi-finals at the ANFA complex in Kathmandu, Nepal today. The match will start at 2:45 p.m. IST. India have had a steady start to the campaign, registering 1-0 victories over Bhutan and the Maldives to book their spot in the semi-finals as Group B toppers. In tennis, all eyes will be on Sumit Nagal and Rohan Bopanna as they lead the Indian Challenge at the US Open 2024 tennis tournament, which will kick off at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in New York today. Sumit Nagal is set to become the first Indian man since 2019 to compete in the singles event of all four Grand Slam tournaments in a year. Indian Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Kutch for today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.